This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Another stock-related conversation. Mm-hmm. So ESPN has laid off 20 on-air personalities. It was a Valentine's Day massacre. Jalen Rose.
Shout out to Jalen. He is now exec at the NBA PA, announced today.
Oh, that's fire. Shout out to Jalen.
A lot of people lost their jobs.
Van Gundy.
Which one?
Jeff? Will. Yeah, Jeff.
I think J. Will's still good. Keyshawn and Max Killerman lost their jobs.
Keyshawn Johnson, Max Killerman, a bunch of people. I thought Max had already lost his job.
Alfonso Ellis.
Shout out to Max. I love Max, bro. I thought that he lost his job already, though.
He's on every day too.
So ESPN, so they laid off 20 people, right? What does this say for the future of podcasts and broadcasting, and how does this impact Disney stock? Because they have their old CEO who's now their new CEO,
Bob Iger,
and he's cutting. It's layoffs, right? You gotta cut. The jobs. Budget. You got to cut the budget in order to raise profitability. Mm-hmm. So, how is this going to impact the stock?
Yeah.
And also, what does this say about the future of broadcasting and podcasting? And once again, shout out to Cameron and Mace. I saw Cameron
said that.
Cameron spoke about this. Did you see it?
What Cam say?
He pretty much said how they're taking over the landscape of sports reporting. And this was a, I'm paraphrasing, this was a sign that it's a new day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was, I interpreted as, you know, this is a new age media. Shows like that, you know, they really are revolutionizing sports reporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's,
but the pivot's a little different. The pivot is more of an interview show.
Yeah.
He's like real time news reporting. Which is actually a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And we haven't really seen that happen and been successful.
We have.
Who?
Not from our coaching, but Ian, and I think you texted, but the Pat McAfee show.
Pat, yeah, they have to make room for Pat. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about from our culture.
Oh, not from our culture. They, and that's why it's like it's brilliant for them, and I'm glad you brought them up because a lot of credit goes to them. What he's saying is spot on. ESPN is looking at it from a standpoint of like, let's find talent who's creating their own content that is successful, and let's see how we can work with them. Pat McAfee is a prime example of that. Rather than paying ordinary talent high salaries, he has an audience. He has a following. They first start him out on ESPN2 with doing the Monday Night Football. Then he becomes part of the college and a college analyst, and then he gets a 5-year, $85 million deal. Why? Because he brings an audience
with him.
That this is the Market Monday thing.
Yep.
Shout out to Xander walking in the background.
Good as done.
So
without a care in the world.
this is the market. This is the Market Mondays play,
yep,
where you take traditional type of, you know, media news, mm-hmm, but you do it in your own way, your own spin, and you report it, and you know, and now revolutionize the whole marketplace. So shout out to Cam and Mace for doing that. But yeah, all right. So what does this mean for the space, and how is this going to affect Disney stock?
Podcasting is about to go probably through a 3 or 4 year period of not being as popular as it was 3 years prior. I don't want to say podcasting is dead, but we are going through like the 1980s version of rap is the version of podcasting we're in now. There's too many people talking about, and I asked it 64 times for this reason, to tell people there's not a lot of money in podcasting unless you are unique. I went on Joe Budden, I asked Charlamagne, I asked y'all, how many people make $1 million in podcasting? Not many. Why? Because everybody's talking about the same thing. Academics, Loon, Charlamagne, Joe, I want y'all to get along at some point. I know y'all not, but I would love for y'all to get along. There's too much money out here for us to be beefing. But guess what? When everyone talks about the same thing, there's no really any room for growth. The ESPN thing, a lot of them will find footing, but ESPN stopped innovating. Disney stock has a ton of issues. Capital expenditures are way too high. I said it earlier. I think Disney stock will go underneath 80. If Disney ever got to like $60.39, I would want to buy it there. I would ride it back up to 140 2.5 years later. But Disney has lost its edge. And let's be very honest. I don't know the last time I proactively watched anything on ESPN for 2.5 or 3 hours in the last 5 years. I haven't.
Well, it's a bad business model. The television. Absolutely. Television, here's why I don't necessarily, I hate the word podcast, so I never use it.
I agree.
But I will use it just for this sake of just using it. But I don't like the word podcast. It's very disrespectful.
It devalues,
it devalues the whole situation. So the business model of television is an outdated model, and it costs too much money. It costs a lot of money to produce these shows. It costs a lot of money to pay the talent. Mm-hmm. And you got the lighting crew, and you got, you know, lunch, and you got the makeup artist, and you know, you're spending millions and millions of dollars. And you're relying on corporate to pay for ads. But you know, it's just not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you can do low costing content, like what we do, this is low cost content. So there's a lot of upside to it. Now the corporate has to catch up, and they have to apply more. I actually think that the podcasting space is going to be more lucrative,
yep,
because I think that the vast majority of shows will just kind of fall off because, you know, they're just, nobody's going to watch them, and they're just, you know, repetitive. But the few shows that are successful, the audience is going to become bigger and bigger and bigger, and less money from corporate will go to traditional media, and more money from corporate will go to non-traditional media like podcasts. So that's my theory. I think that there will be more money being spent in corporate with podcasters over the next 5 to 10 years, and more and more non-traditional type of programming mm-hmm. will come. You even see Shannon Sharp. He started a podcast. Like I said, I don't want to use that thing. He started an independent show. Let's just say that. He started an independent show, mm-hmm. right? And he's going to do really well with that.
Club Shay Shay?
Yeah, Club Shay Shay.
That was with Fox, though, right? With the FS1?
He's...
Was a spin-off.
Not, I don't know right? if it's FS1.
It was. They financed it.
No.
The Club Shay Shay? They find it. Are you sure about that?
I'll put some money up.
Okay. Well, either way, I think that you're gonna start seeing a lot more of that, because it's just not sustainable. The business model, less and less people are watching TV, and the money is not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But overall, I think Disney has a broken, well, not broken, the business model that they were using last century. Or last generation has to evolve, and it hasn't evolved fast enough to catch up with the demands of the consumer base now.
Yeah.
App, great, but at some point they have to address, I think the capital expenditures, of course, are way too high on the employee side of ESPN, but also on that real estate side. They're going to have to figure out at what point one of those parks they're going to have to let go of.
Yeah.
That costs are too cumbersome.
The cost, I'm a, and everybody knows if y'all watch, I'm a Disney shareholder. And streaming was great. The numbers are great. It has slowed down. They have to figure out how to make this profitable. And we've talked to a lot of people in the industry, and they're like, look, streaming services, it's a bad business model. And nobody wants to say it because everybody thinks they're going to make money inside of it. Because of the things that you just alluded to, Shadi, where the amount of money that you're paying to get the content, to pay the staff, it's a lot, right? With the returns are unguaranteed. On top of it, Disney, Hulu, that is, that's been okay for them. But they have a problem that they have to address before the end of the year, and that's having outstanding rights to Hulu, right? Comcast owns a percentage of it, so they got to figure out what they're going to do with it. The other part is, yes, Bob Iger has done a great job with the company, and they had to bring him back, but what is the succession plan?
No succession plan.
We haven't heard it yet. And that's concerning, right? Because when we talk about, and we said this during the live show, is like, who's the leadership?
Yep.
Like, it's an uncertainty around it. So even as a shareholder, it's like, yeah, we believed in Bob's vision, and I like the path of it, but now, like, he's here for an interim, and who is the successor? Does that get announced within the next 6 months? You close it out, because we know his term is only going to be 2 years, and we're already 6 to 8 months into that. So that's an issue that needs to be addressed. But I'm still a shareholder of it, but I believe I'm with you, Ian. The expenditures on top of, and it's unfortunate that people have their jobs cut, right? The ESPN layoffs are because they're notable names, but there were 7,000 people that got laid off early in the year that we don't know their names. And those people are don't have a job with the company anymore. So layoffs are happening, and this is one way that people and companies, they do. It's a necessary cost for them to say, all right, how do we get more revenue? Well, we're going to have to start cutting payroll. Yeah. And it's unfortunate.
Which can only last for so long. Disney's P/E ratio at the end of 2021 was 91. It's currently at 39. P/E ratio is technically still too high. Even though it's a mix of tech and commercial real estate, the P/E ratio to be in a safe range should be like around 22. It has a little bit more to come down. But I mean, Bob is a great CEO. I love him dearly. But like you said, like, he's going to have to extend that tenure because I don't know any viable. And that's another thing. Like, when we had all these CEOs, remember when I told everyone, shout out to Red Panda, look at how many CEOs began to take the golden parachute. That's how you know when times are getting bad. Just like we don't have an incredibly viable presidential candidate, we don't have a bunch of CEOs. Like, the farm system for the next brilliant CEOs, they are not there. And that's many companies. Like, after these, this class of CEOs begins to retire, there aren't a bunch of amazing CEOs in the wings that are providing a ton of innovation. And that's why, like, the alpha on Elon, as crazy as he may be,
mm-hmm.
Even with the thing that he did with Twitter this weekend, which I think is really a non-factor in the long term, that's why that stock produces a lot more alpha in comparison to Ford, because he does have some genius and ingenuity, etc. But there are not a lot of great CEOs at this time that are leading some of our best companies.
I wonder what the thoughts are, and Ray Rodriguez kind of read my mind here. Our thoughts are on Adam Silver. There's been, you know, the commissioner of the NBA talks of him being a part of that succession plan and being the next CEO of Disney. It's interesting because at All-Star Game in Utah, one of the keynotes was Bob Iger. And most people are like, well, why is the CEO of Disney here? Well, if you look at the network that hosts the finals, ABT, it's under the property of Disney. So it makes sense. But their relationship, they might foster a succession plan. What are your thoughts on maybe Adam Silver?
I think he'd be a good CEO. I think they need a stronger management team, but I wouldn't be mad at him. We talked about this a couple months ago. I wouldn't be mad at him for leaving for that position. I would like to see what his like 5-year plan or his vision is for if he takes it over. Because clearly he has to take it in a different direction. But Adam seems to be very level-headed, and also like the players seem to be favorable amongst him, which is a sign that he would probably be able to get along with the employees very well. And it seems like a very open door type CEO. So I think it could work. But outside of that, I don't see many people who could run that media company right now and turn it around.
And profitability too, right? The NBA, if you look during his tenure, has been more profitable than it was before he had it.
Yep.
Which is always a great sign.
Speaking of profitability, can we talk about crypto?
For sure. But before we do that, let's make sure they hit the like button.
Yes.
And share.
Share with five
people. Baltimore, we will be. I'm coming home. I used to live in Baltimore. So we are this Saturday. We're speaking at the Wealth Summit Live. Go to ravenparish.com, Wealth Summit Live, and get your tickets. This is our first time ever doing anything in Baltimore. So looking forward to it, man. But the Disney thing is just, you know, the last thing is just, they built a very impressive company over the course of time with, you know, Marvel, with Hulu, with Disney Plus, with ESPN, with ABC, with so many different things. And that's, you know, on a business, like when you're looking at business at the highest level, that's what it's about. Just like acquiring different things, having your hat in a variety of other things. Like that's something that no matter how you feel about Disney, I think that they built one of the most impressive companies in the history of the world. And I guess that's why Kanye has always compared himself to Walt Disney.
Yeah.
He really has a strong admiration for him and the company that they have built. But it'll be interesting to see what the next 20, 50 years for Disney holds.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.